This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Eyes called the bar back here at Litchfield. 80 degrees at game time and a south wind at 18 miles an hour. So, Carl, with that south wind here at Litchfield, the wind is not blowing out.
Not blowing out, similar to the regional championship game where we were broadcasting from Gillespie. You got to figure that's going to cut down the potential of a home run.
Of course, the Southwestern offense is powerful. The sophomore Bree Roloff, 10 home runs on the year, hitting .522 on the season. And this is a Southwestern team that got off to a really fast start. And obviously, they didn't slow down. Only two losses. Lost to Columbia the second game of the year. That was the back end of a doubleheader. Then they lost their last game of the regular season at Hillsborough for the South Central Conference Championship. But other than that, they have beaten everybody put in front of them this year, and that includes the likes of Edwardsville. They beat Jerseyville. They beat Alton Marquette twice. So this is a club that has played people, and they will be tested today with perennial power Williamsville. Southwestern in the sectional for the first time since 2013, which happened to be right here at Litchfield. They got to the sectional final and lost to Williamsville.
Williamsville, which you mentioned about winning a lot and going through a lot of sectionals in their time.
Here we go. Bailey Nixon in the circle for the Southwestern. Piasaw Bird. She will deal with Maddie Roberts, Addison Woods, and Lauren Sinks. The freshman Roberts stands in from the left side, and Bailey's first pitch in for a called strike one. And that's how this 2A Litchfield softball sectional begins. Denny Atkins behind the plate calling balls and strikes. You've got Travis Pate over at first, Glenn Vetter over at third base today. Strike called outside corner, quickly 0-2. On the bullet leadoff batter, Maddie Roberts. Southwestern has the black pants, yellow shirts, birds, and dark green lettering across the front with the yellow socks. As Nixon brings home the 0-2 outside, 1-2. Williamsville has the gray uniforms, pants and tops, purple trimmed down the pant legs, purple sleeves, and then bullets and purple lettering trimmed in yellow across the front. Popped up, that will get out of play. One ball, two strikes on Roberts. We got underway just a little past our original start time today. The 1-2 in the dirt, 2-2. Hope you enjoyed game one tonight from the Plains Baseball Sectional, Carthenville and Pleasant Plains. Coming up next, the 1A Dietrich Baseball Sectional has Nokomis taking on North Clay. Stay tuned for that broadcast later tonight. And a swing and a miss as Roberts was reaching for that on the outer part of the plate. And that's how we get this sectional semifinal underway. A strikeout of Maddie Roberts from Bailey Nixon. Bailey, the right-hander, in the circle, rocks and fires. Called strike one to Addison Woods. Nice crowd here today. Beautiful day for softball with the sun out. We haven't seen enough of that this spring. In the dirt, 1-1. And the weather doesn't look good overnight, Carl. And then Saturday don't look much better either. So we'll see what happens the rest of the week. But Hillsborough and Pleasant Plains slated to play tomorrow. They were supposed to play today. But with the rain out on Tuesday, the Birds and the Bullets go today. Inside, tied up Woods, and it's 1-2.
And obviously the field has taken all the water it really should take, period. But don't have much option on that.
No, you do what you got to do. Nixon's 1-2, rides high, 2-2. Hillsborough and Pleasant Plains, of course, played that epic 3-overtime basketball sectional back in February. And they'll meet tomorrow in the softball sectional. Swing and a miss, and Nixon has fanned the first two batters she's faced here today, as Woods couldn't catch up with the pitch upstairs. That'll bring in the sophomore Lauren Sinks. She'll hit from the right side and bat with the bases clear and two out. Top of the first inning. As Bailey Nixon pumps in strike one. Sinks came up empty. Maybe a rise ball there as she swung underneath it. I didn't ask Jessica Ball how many bags of Diamond Dry were required, but as you can see, as Williamsville digs into the box, Carl, they have unearthed some soil there.
I think they just brought a semi-load, dumped it in. Get started with it.
Well, that's a 1-1 pitch now to Sinks. When we were in Nokomis last week, I think they said 44 bags of Diamond Drives, what they put on their baseball field to get ready for regional play. Upstairs, 2-1.
And they have a grass infield.
Right. Lauren Sinks ahead in the count. 2 balls, 1 strike. Takes a called strike 2. And Bailey Nixon, a strike away from fanning the side here in the top of the first. Bailey's 2-2, headed home. Fouled straight back over the screen. So South Central versus Sangamo in both semifinals here at Litchfield. Nixon has the cheat sheet, if you will, on her left arm. Checks that. Pumps in strike 3. Sinks down looking. And Bailey Nixon strikes out the side in the top of the first. Williamsville doesn't score. Southwestern coming to bat. As we go bottom one here at Litchfield in the softball sectional, Southwestern comes to bat. And Pig Mitchell's lineup reads like this. Junior Macy Wilderman leading off. Sophomore Bree Roloff will hit second. Senior Molly Novak batting third. Sophomore Megan Bailey hitting fourth. Sophomore Josie Bullion hitting fifth. Junior Bailey Nixon batting sixth. Junior Hannah Nixon will hit seventh. Sophomore Sydney Baumgartner bats eighth. And junior Ashley Watts will hit ninth. Wilderman, Roloff, Novak, Bailey, Bullion, Nixon, Nixon, Baumgartner, and Watts. For Mindy Ashbaugh, her Williamsville defensive lineup looks like this. Andrea Frazier in left. Mackenzie Reedy in center with Addison Woods in right field. Harley Grace at third. Maddie Roberts at short. Josie Dames at second base with Lauren Sinks over at first. Riley Yard doing the catching, and Maddie Murphy in the circle for Williamsville. And in 14 games, Carl, she was pretty solid.
Maddie Murphy, 57 innings, 70 strikeouts. She's got a 3.32 ERA and a 7-3 record for a 15-13 team. So she's definitely the winning pitcher on the team.
First offering rides high to Wilderman. And how will Murphy deal with this powerful Southwestern attack? They can put runs up in a hurry. Remember, they battered Taylor Whitehead in the regular season game for 13 earned runs. That ball lifted out to left. It'll stay in the yard. Frazier settles underneath it and gloves it for the first out here in the bottom of the first inning. Just got under it a little bit here on this windy day.
Wrong way for the wind. Get under it like that, and I tell you what, that's the difference right there. That'd go to the wall for sure with the wind turned around.
In steps Bree Roloff. What a year for the sophomore. 522 average, 10 home runs, 30 RBI, 7 doubles. First ball swinging straight back to the screen. Nothing in one. Bree gets a healthy cut up there. She stands in the right-handed box, and boy, that right-handed batter's box looks soft, Carl. That ball smoked center field. Reedy on the move back towards the fence and makes a beautiful running catch as she was a step in front of the fence in dead center field. That ball was stung by Roloff. Nice play by Mackenzie Reedy. And that line drive right at you, Carl, when you're an outfielder is a tough play.
Yeah, that was just a great play all around because she had to turn and run to make that play. And we have seen most players, that's the most difficult part of defense is to have to go after a ball over your head.
Molly Novak will bat now. Bases clear, 2 outs. Molly, a 394 batter on the year. Takes ball 1 upstairs. Murphy's retired the first 2 with fly ball outs. And she's falling behind 2-0 on Novak. Wilderman's was kind of a lazy fly ball. Roloff's was a line drive on a rope. Novak takes a called strike inside corner at the kneecaps, 2-1. As windy as it is, Carl, you know it's wet because there's no dust flying around. The 2-1. Called strike inside corner, 2-2. So Murphy's battled back to even the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Novak yet to take the bat off her shoulder. She stands right on the inside part of the batter's box and takes an offering upstairs, 3-2. Megan Bailey waiting on deck if Novak can extend the inning. No score, bottom of the first inning. Murphy's offering upstairs and a two-out walk to Molly Novak. Now to bring the cleanup batter, Megan Bailey, to the plate, the young sophomore, 408 hitter on the year with 20, driven in. She'll hit from the left side. No batting gloves for Bailey. The first baseman sinks, plays in front of the bag. The third baseman, Gray, several steps in front of the bag. And our first train of the day, upstairs, 1-0. Over under at that, 1.5.
Estimating a 3.
The 1-0 pitch. Strike called, outside corner, 1-1. Now, when you come to Litchfield, doesn't matter what time you come, you can pretty much count on waiting for a train. If you don't, consider yourself lucky. Called strike, outside corner. Murphy locating beautifully on the outside part. One ball, two strikes on the cleanup batter, Bailey. Murphy trying to strand a runner. That ball lifted out into center field. Reedy to her right makes the catch, and the side is retired. So three fly ball outs. A two-out walk is stranded. We've completed one here in the softball sectional at Litchfield, Southwestern, and Williamsville. No score. Top of the second inning. Bullets and Pius Allbirds scoreless. After Bailey Nixon struck out the side in the top half of the first inning, she will deal with 4, 5, and 6. Miranda File, Harley Gray, and Andrea Frazier. A freshman and two seniors. File, the designated player, stands in that right-handed box. Bailey Nixon's first offering, inside, ball one. The left-handed box will look a lot better after this game's over, Carl. It's not going to see nearly as much activity.
True.
The right-handed box is already chewed up. Late on that swing was File, one ball, one strike.
If they dig in anymore, they might strike wire, very likely.
The third baseman roll off a few steps in front of the bag, and that rides high, two balls, one strike. Perennial power, Williamsville. In the sectional again. Only 4 years since 1990 had they not played in a sectional. A couple times in the 90s, a couple times in the aughts. That's a swing and a miss, 2-2. They missed in 1993 and 1998, and again in 02 and 06. Other than that, pretty much like taxes and death. They're going to play in the sectional. Upstairs, 3-2. I mean, that's remarkable.
It is. Good programs, and we have quite a few throughout the state where you're not surprised to see them almost every year.
Swing and a miss, and File down on strikes. Bailey Nixon has fanned the first four she's faced, and that'll bring in Harley Gray. The fact that they've won the regional that consistently, though, Carl, it's so impressive because you can have a team good enough to win a regional all those years, but to actually be able to pull it off, you just don't see it. Incredibly impressive. That's a called strike, outside corner, nothing in one on Harley Gray. Fouled straight back, quickly 0-2. On Gray as Nixon trying to fan the first five she faces today. Three of the first four have gone down swinging. Sinks was caught looking to end the top of the first on a windy day here in Litchfield. Sun is out, the wind is up, and down on strikes goes Gray. She chased the high one. Five up, five down, all via the strikeout. Looking like Kai Hanner the other day at Gillespie in the regional championship game with all these strikeouts in a row to start the game.
Of course, you usually do have a little extra hop on the pitch in the first few innings.
Especially in a sectional, too. The adrenaline is pumping. There's a called strike into Andrea Frazier. Bailey Nixon. Brings home the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Frazier was late on that swing. Quickly, nothing in two. Trying to strike out the side in the first two innings. Megan Bailey flashes the signs. Bailey Nixon changes the grip on the softball. Here comes the 0-2. Upstairs, 1-2. The center fielder Wilderman playing a step on the shortstop side of second. There is hitting room into right center field. Open stance for Frazier. Fouls that back to stay up there. 1-2. Southwestern in the first base dugout. Williamsville down the third baseline, and they're sunken dugouts here. So when you're sitting on the bench, you're actually a little bit below field level. Swinging a miss, and Frazier down on strikes. Six consecutive strikeouts to start the ball game for Bailey Nixon as we go bottom two in the sectional semifinal. The Bullets and the Piasol Birds, no score. Bottom of the second inning here at the Litchfield Softball Sectional semifinal game. Southwestern and Williamsville, no score. Piasol Birds coming to bat here in the home half of the second. Send up Josie Bullion, Bailey Nixon, and Hannah Nixon, 5, 6, and 7. Maddie Murphy got three fly ball outs in that first inning. And first ball swinging on the ground to the second baseman. Dame on to first for the out. One pitch, one out as Bullion is retired. Going to bring in Bailey Nixon. Hitting 400 on the year with 22 RBI. An impressive batting average is, these are regular season numbers for Southwestern. Wilderman 357, Roloff 522, Novak 394, Bailey 408, Bullion 471, she just grounded out. Nixon at 400, takes ball one upstairs. Hannah Nixon waiting on deck, hitting 453. Baumgartner hits 277, and then the ninth place hitter, Watts, hits 381.
Pretty solid, up and down the lineup.
No breaks for Maddie Murphy today. There's a called strike. 1-1. And as a pitcher, when you can not really look at a lineup and say, okay, I think I can get outs here, makes it really tough. Fouled away, went after a high one, did Bailey Nixon. 1-2.
As we've seen over the years, the big innings a lot of times are started with the bottom part of your order getting on, and then your top part gets to add to it.
Murphy brings home the 1-2. Changeup had Nixon reaching. It's a foul ball. It got over the head of Sinks, and the wind played a factor there.
Might have had a play on a non-windy day.
That was a good pitch from Maddie Murphy. Had Bailey Nixon reaching for it on the outer part. And you could see that ball take a curve because of the wind. One ball, 2. Fouled off again. Elevator in the background here at Litchfield. The 1-2, gusting wind inside, 2-2. Several of the Bullets players wearing visors, including pitcher Maddie Murphy. And none of the Bullets, Murphy included, wearing the face mask. Hit on one, hop to the shortstop. Roberts didn't have to move, gloves it, and throws out Bailey Nixon on the hot shot. So there's been some hard hit balls through six batters, but nothing to show for it in the hit department.
Nope, no hits to show. Only base runner or Southwestern, that was the walk. Back in the first.
In steps Hannah Nixon, the junior designated player. Hannah will hit from the left side. So she has a fresh batter's box to work with for the most part. Swing and a miss there late was Hannah. Down a strike. That right-handed batter's box looks like a dog started digging up dirt to get themselves comfortable. It's chewed up. That one hit in the right-handed batter's box and goes back to the screen, and the ball might have actually hit right in the depression where the back foot of those right-handed batters have been digging in.
Afraid water will just start spurring right out.
Not quite as cool if it's not oil shooting out of there.
Yeah. Have to be water first for sure here.
Fouled off the mask of Riley Yard. 1-2. Of course, anytime you see that now, you You immediately think of concussions and those types of things. It's one of the biggest changes in sports over the years, Carl. I used to never think about things like that. You know, bell rung, those types of terms. You don't use those anymore. The 1-2, change up outside, 2-2.
Now just look at the future Stanley Cup. They didn't have Master the goalie.
That is unimaginable. Two balls, two strikes. Fouled straight back. Good cut there by Hannah Nixon. Of course, when the Blues played the Stars earlier in the postseason, I think it was Colton Parayko took a slap shot right off of Ben Bishop's
right off his face mask.
Oh, man.
And I still think he was a little woozy because they scored pretty quick after that, if I recall.
They did. The 2-2 outside, 3-2. So a two-out walk in the first was stranded. Now Nixon has worked a three-ball, two-strike count with two outs here in the second.
In fact, that's kind of the mass of the catchers now.
Foul tipped in and out of the mid of yard, and Nixon stays alive. Yeah, the hockey-style mask is standard.
It's pretty much taken over, it does seem, on both, obviously, hockey and also catchers in the major leagues.
Not for the home plate umpire, though. They still rock the old-school mask.
Yeah.
And, of course, they don't wear a helmet under their mask either, just the regular cap. Outside and a two-out walk in the second, just like in the first, and that will get Sidney Baumgartner to the plate. Sidney, the sister of Colin Baumgartner, one of the great Southwestern pitchers over the years, and she digs that right foot in and clears out a big chunk of mud. First offering to Baumgartner, fouled straight back, nothing and one. I don't know if as this game moves along, Carl, if they'll go out and do any work on that right-handed box, but we're only in the second. And by the fourth or fifth, that thing might be in the need of some maintenance. The one strike pitch, fouled straight back again. Quickly nothing and two on Baumgartner as Murphy trying to work around a two-out walk for the second straight inning. No score, Southwestern and Williamsville. Murphy ahead in the count, upstairs, 1-2. It was an 18-mile-an-hour wind to start the game, and it's gusting a little bit now.
Yeah, much higher, I think, when it hits the gusty part.
One ball, two strikes, one on, two out, no score, bottom of the second. That ball hits softly, a dive with the third baseman, no. The shortstop on to first in time. Nice play by Roberts to clip Baumgartner by a step. So a two-out walk stranded at first as we've completed two innings in the sectional semifinal at Litchfield, Williamsville and Southwestern. No score. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Litchfield. Top of the third inning of this softball sectional semifinal. No score between the Piasaw Birds and Williamsville. 7, 8, and 9 for the Bullets. Maddie Murphy, Riley Yard, and Mackenzie Reedy. Williamsville yet to put a ball in play. 6 strikeouts to start the game for Bailey Nixon. That ball bunted in the air, and the pitcher, Nixon, out of the circle towards the first base line for out number one.
First defensive play made by Southwestern in this game.
So Murphy tries to bunt her way aboard and got it in the air. One pitch, one out. In steps Riley Yard. Riley, the senior catcher, takes some practice swings out of that right-handed box. And Billy Nixon has set down the first 7 bullets she's faced. There's a called strike to Yard. Nice crowd on hand here today to take in this softball sectional. Upstairs, 1-1. Hats off to Jessica Ball and the folks here at Litchfield getting this diamond ready for play. Right around 2 inches of rain last night. Of course, postponed this game to today. Swing and a miss. Yard late on that inside delivery, 1-2. So Hillsborough and Pleasant Plains push back to tomorrow The broadcast we'll have at 7:30 here on FM 106. Whew. That's back to the screen, 2-2. I tried to fight it off, Carl. Just couldn't do it. Man. Of course, coming up next, the 1A Dietrich baseball sectional semifinal between Nokomis and North Clay. That broadcast about 10 o'clock this evening here on FM 106. A super changeup ripped foul by Yard. Way foul. Almost made it all the way over to the one of the sheds over there. That thing was really, really slow, Carl, and Yard spotted it early and kept those hands back. Just not back enough. Upstairs and inside, straightens up around the yard, 3-2. And we saw that super changeup is what we called it when we saw him in Hillsboro at the end of the regular season. Upstairs, and Yard comes up empty. She's down on strikes.
Number 7.
Seven strikeouts and a bunt pop-out. And in steps Mackenzie Reedy, the ninth-place hitter.
Nothing is left more than 4 foot from the plate.
Third baseman Roloff playing in. That ball fouled out of play. Nothing in one on Reedy.
And Bailey Nixon, like we say, during the year, 61 innings, 73 strikeouts, just a little over one plus. So she's way ahead of her pace.
Outside, 1-1. She got the win in the regional championship over Alton Marquette. And gets the call here in the sectional semifinal against Williamsville. 1-1. Lifted right side, the first baseman, Baumgartner. Tough play, and the wind pushes it away from Sydney Falls. Foul for 2. 1-2 on Mackenzie Reedy as Bailey Nixon trying to be perfect the first time through the order. These two teams met in the sectional final here at Litchfield back in 2013, won by the Bullets. That ball hit on a line, slicing foul past the first baseman Baumgartner off the end of the bat there. And it'll stay 1-2. Hitting room into right center field if Reedy could plug the gap. Nixon peers in for a sign. That ball fisted foul just behind home plate. That really got in on the hands of Reedy. Thank goodness it's 80 degrees or that wouldn't have felt very good.
Ooh, yeah.
No batting gloves for McKenzie. She stands in from the right side. The 1-2. Chopped to third. Roloff has it on to first, and out is Reedy. Perfect through three is Nixon. As we go bottom three here in the sectional semifinal, Southwestern and Williamsville, no score. Bottom of the third inning here at Litchfield, and Southwestern sends up the ninth place hitter Ashley Watts, then the leadoff batter Macy Wilderman, and then Bree Roloff. No hits on either side. Southwestern has drawn a pair of two-out walks.
Is it true we just had one left-handed batter in this, both lineups together?
I think that is correct.
You can almost tell by the box.
Yeah, the right-handed box is in rough shape at the moment. Murphy's first offering to Watts, squaring to butt, and in the air, fielded by the pitcher Murphy, and Watts pops out her bunt attempt, just like Murphy did to start the top half of the third.
Annie Murphy might not have struck anybody out, but she's been very efficient, Tim, in this game, and two walks is her only blemish.
No hits the first time through the order. And in steps Macy Wilderman. She flied to left, pops that one up. That's coming our way. It'll get out of play. Hits off about the third row of the bleachers behind us for 1. You know, we see scoring up over the last number of years in softball, but a lot of times these deep-level postseason games revert back to the old school.
Especially if you get the wind blowing in. That is a big factor.
The 1-strike pitch hit on the ground to third, gloved by Gray to first, out. Nice play by Harley Gray. Macy Wilderman now 0-2 as she grounds out to third, and two quick outs here in the bottom half of the third inning. Now to bring in Bree Roloff. She has the hardest hit ball of the ball game so far. Line drive to dead center field, tracked down by Mackenzie Reedy. Roloff 0 for 1 today. Bats with the bases cleared, two outs. Bottom of the third inning. That's inside. Ball one. Roloff, just a sophomore, so she is going to make quite the name for herself by the time she completes her senior season. Swing and a miss there. Chase the one up with the letters. One ball, one strike. Murphy slams the ball into her glove. Part of her pre-pitch routine. The 1-1. Fouled out of play. 1-2. Good cut there from Roloff. She's down one ball, two strikes. And it's Murphy trying for her first 1-2-3 frame. The 1-2. Inside, 2-2. Murphy back on the rubber. Peers in for her sign. The 2-2. Headed home. Popped up on the infield a mile high. The pitcher Murphy makes the call. Now comes in front of the circle and missed it. She tried to basket catch it off her wrist, and Roloff lines up at second. The wind played a factor there. She was set up, Karbiski, right at the rubber, thought it was going to go right to her, and the wind pushed that thing between the mound, or between the rubber and home plate.
The wind was the only reason that play happens, and I guess you do the two-base error?
Yeah, I think so. You have to. She ended up trying to basket catch that, went right off of her wrist, and rolled all the way to the fence. So now Roloff in scoring position with two outs. So a two-out walks in the first and second, now a two-out error, and the first runner of the ball game at second base. Molly Novak, a chance to put Southwestern out in front. Roloff got about halfway to third, then retreats to second, as Novak took the offering high for ball one. Here's Murphy's offering to Novak. Hit over the head of the shortstop. Roloff will make the turn to third. She will score, and Novak will wind up at second base. An RBI base hit for Molly Novak, and the air indeed comes back to hurt Williamsville.
Well, the first runner that reaches or gets into scoring position is on a two-base error, and then the first big hit, and the only hit, nice little line drive, which no one could catch, right over the shortstop's head.
Novak took second on the throw, but it'll be an RBI single for Molly Novak, and Southwestern strikes first here in the sectional semifinal. Murphy was able to work around the two-out walks, but the two-out error comes around to score. Murphy knows she should be out of the inning. I'd say she has no one to blame but herself, Carl, but she can blame the wind, and that's legit.
She really can, especially when they got up so high, tried to get as high as one of these silos back there.
Megan Bailey steps in, first ball swinging. That's up the middle for a base hit. Novak around second. We'll have a play at the plate, a strike, but not in time. Novak slides in safely. 2-0 Southwestern on the RBI base hit from Megan Bailey.
There you have the ground ball base hit that shot through the infield, and a good strong throw to home, but the catcher could not hang on to the ball.
And taking second on the throw is Megan Bailey. And I think we're going to get a courtesy runner for the catcher, Megan Bailey. And Mindy Ashball wants to come out and talk to the Bullets and try to calm down Maddie Murphy. The inning should be over, but after the error, Southwestern has played it two runs. And that's what good teams do, Carl. They take advantage of extra
Absolutely.
Outs.
They only took advantage of that one extra out, but they've now turned it into two runs and still a scoring position player.
And Josie Bullion, the fifth-place hitter, is up. She's hitting .471 on the air. She grounded a second on the first pitch she saw back in the second. 2-0 Southwestern. And if you're Maddie Murphy, you have to limit it right now to just the two. And good base running by Novak to take second on the throw and Bailey to take second on the throw.
Both key factors in scoring.
Can Bullion come through with another two-out base hit? Takes called strike one. Two hits in the inning, RBI singles for Molly Novak and Megan Bailey. After the two-base error with two outs, when Bree Roloff popped it a mile high right to the pitcher Murphy, but the wind pushed it away from her. That ball hit on the ground, hurtling. The runner is Bailey, and Bullion is out. 6-3. The damage, though, is done. Two hits in air, two driven in, and after three, Southwestern leads Williamsville 2-0. Tim Myers called the bar back here at Litchfield. And, Carl, you never know what you might see. We've just seen a Sawzall brought out, and down the first baseline on the plain side of the fence, there was a little tree that appears to have been growing, so they cut that puppy right off. Gotta love the Sawzall. The battery-powered tools, Carl, a great, great thing.
Yes, it's been so wet. That tree probably didn't exist just a day ago.
2-0 Southwestern, top of the order for the Bullets. Bunting right in front of the plate and safe, as there was nothing that could be done about that by Megan Bailey. Just deadened beautifully by Maddie Roberts, and they have their first base hit due to the Bullets, a bunt single to lead off the fourth. And the wetness of the field right there, Carl, just deadened that ball.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to go very far. The dry surface is also very soft because that's just a combination of diamond dry and whatever.
Mud. Bunted in the air and foul right behind the catcher. Megan Bailey with a dive. She can't get there. We saw Southwestern practicing that very play before the ball game.
Made that catch.
She did.
This one is about a foot out of her reach.
One strike on Addison Woods. The first six batters struck out for Williamsville, 7 of the first 9. But they had their first base runner upstairs. Squaring to bunt was Woods, pulling back, taking ball one. 2-0 Southwestern. After the two-out error by Williamsville in the bottom of the third inning. Roberts aboard with the bunt base hit. That's bunted. Another dive and a catch. Oh, what a play. Megan Bailey diving up the first base line. Sensational.
Practice makes perfect.
She didn't get the foul ball in the previous pitch, but she got that one. You won't see a better play from a catcher than that.
Just virtually no time to react. That foul or pop-up is less than five foot in the air, so very little time to make the play.
And brings in Lauren Sinks, swings through that offering, nothing in one. That's a huge play for Megan Bailey after the leadoff bunt single. Keeps Roberts over at first now with one out. Strike called. Now Bailey throws down to first base, gets away from the first baseman Baumgartner, and moving up to second on the play is Roberts. That'll be a throwing error on Megan Bailey. Carl, maybe we're just bad luck for Megan, because her only other error all season long, we were there in Hillsborough. That was a throwing error down to second. This one, a throwing error to first. She might have rushed that a little bit. Now a base hit could mean a run for Williamsville. And Sinks takes called strike three.
Well, of course, Bailey Nixon's struck out seven batters. Good time to go for number eight.
And she got it right on cue. That brings in Miranda File, the cleanup batter for the Bullets. Williamsville needs a two-out knock. Upstairs, ball one. So a bunt base hit, then a sensational defensive play by Megan Bailey, the headlong dive. She made a throwing error trying to pick Roberts off, so Maddie Roberts now at second base. File swings through that offering. One ball, one strike. One on, two outs, two-run lead for Southwestern. Bailey Nixon has her sign, brings home the 1-1. Upstairs, File swings through it. That was over her head, 1-2. Top of the fourth, one ball, two strikes. Bailey Nixon's offering. Just low, and Robert steals third base without a throw. I think Bailey thought she had that pitch framed for a called strike three. 2-2 to the cleanup batter, File. Strike three called. File couldn't pull the trigger. So Williamsville gets their first base hit, strands a runner at third. As we go bottom four in the sectional semifinal at Litchfield, Southwestern leads Williamsville 2-0. Bottom of the fourth inning, Southwestern leading Williamsville 2-0 here at the Litchfield softball sectional semifinal. Bailey Nixon, Hannah Nixon, Sydney Baumgartner, 6, 7, and 8 for the Piasol Birds. They played it 2. Back in the third, RBI base hits for Molly Novak and Megan Bailey. Bailey Nixon grounded out to the shortstop, her first plate appearance. And she lifts that one. Third base in the air and out, courtesy of Harley Gray. One pitch, one out on the pop out to third. And there's nothing routine about a ball in the air today as the wind picks up again.
She was fortunate it wasn't hit extremely high, as that one pop-up was to the pitcher.
And that's the difference in the game right now. Bree Roloff's pop-up was a mile high, right in the center of the circle is where it started. Murphy thought she was settled under it. And next thing she knows, she's in a dead sprint towards home plate and couldn't make the catch. It led to two runs. Hannah Nixon swings and misses at that changeup, nothing in one on Hannah. She drew a two-out walk back in the second, stranded at first. She bats with one out here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. That ball fouled down the left field line, nothing and two. Winner of this game gets the winner of tomorrow's game between Hillsboro and Pleasant Plains. We'll have that broadcast tomorrow night, 7:30, here on FM 106. Still more sectional ball for you tonight from the 1A Dietrich Baseball Sectional, Nokomis and North Clay. That broadcast up next here on WSMI. That's outside 1 and 2. Of course, we're streaming all of our high school broadcasts online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. You can get them all in a podcast as well at WSMIRadio.com. Outside 2 and 2, and those podcasts are free. Carl, as Terry always says, it's a tin roof. It's on the house.
It's on the house.
The 2-2 in the dirt. 3-2. Nixon trying to draw her second walk of the ball game potentially. And she hits from the left side.
Our one and only left-handed hitter of the game.
Upstairs, and another walk for Hannah Nixon. Two plate appearances, two walks, this time with only one out in the inning. And that'll bring in Sydney Baumgartner. She bounced out to the shortstop to end the second. She will dig in from the right side with Ashley Watts waiting on deck. First offering to Sydney, swing and a miss. Birds looking to add on here, leading 2-0, home half of the fourth inning. Maddie Murphy has her sign, brings home the 0-1. Inside, missed, one ball, one strike. Denny Atkins with balls and strikes today. Great zone behind the plate. Travis Pate over at first. Glenn Vetter, the umpire, over at third, although he's positioned between first and second now with a runner aboard. Upstairs, 2-1. And that is one of the nice things when you get deep into the postseason play, Carl. You can have the two base umpires, and that it just makes it easier for the men in blue.
Oh, it sure does.
Two balls, one strike. Fouled out of play over the first base dugout, 2-2. It's a hard enough job as it is.
Have to run to first base to see a close play. Run to second, you got to go down there and call it there.
A line drive right over the dugout again, nearing the railroad tracks. And if somebody has never umpired, they don't appreciate how tough of a job it actually is. Two balls, two strikes, one on, one out. Baumgartner slices that down the right field line and foul.
Woo.
First base umpire Travis Pate right on top of that. It was slicing and the wind was pushing it. Probably about a foot foul.
It was probably fair by a good 4 foot.
Foul.
Coming down.
Oh, yes.
And it just, and especially the end of it, just right at the end, it was fair by a lot. And it just really curved out and went down foul.
Southwestern would have had a runner at third there.
Plus, after it hits, it's going to ricochet all the way into the corner.
Might have scored. Baumgartner keeps peppering the right side of the diamond. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Murphy's delivery upstairs, fouled out of play. Good at bat here from Sydney Baumgartner. She's hanging tough. Again, no easy outs in this Piasaw Bird lineup. She checks the scouting report on her left forearm. See all the Piasaw Birds with that information at their disposal. The 2-2. Change up, hit to the third baseman, Gray. She'll go across the diamond and nip Baumgartner. She looked to second, but Nixon had it beat there. So Baumgartner out 5-3, second out of the inning. That was still a great at-bat from Sydney Baumgartner.
It was indeed. Just came very close to getting an RBI, double, triple, maybe inside the park home run.
That'll bring in Ashley Watts. She tried to bunt back in the third and popped out. She'll be swinging away here with a runner at second and two out in the bottom half of the fourth inning. 2-0, Southwestern with the lead. Murphy's pitch, fouled straight back. Good cut from Watts. 381 hitter on the year. And she hits ninth.
Nice to have.
The runner out at second is Hannah Nixon. She walked with one out, moved up on the ground out by Baumgartner. Southwestern scored a couple of runs with two outs in the last half inning as Watts showed the bunt, pulled back, and came up empty with the swing, nothing and two.
Missed her own timing up on that swing.
She stands in the front part of the right-handed batter's box. Squares, pulls back, and fouls it back right off the top of the fence and then kicked over. She couldn't do that again if she tried. New softball out to Maddie Murphy. She's ahead in the count. No balls, two strikes on Ashley Watts, the junior right fielder. Strike three called, and Watts down on strikes. Southwestern will strand a runner as we've completed 4 innings here in the sectional semifinal at Litchfield. Southwestern leads Williamsville 2-0. 4 innings in the books. Southwestern leads Williamsville 2-0 here in the sectional semifinal. Both runs scored back in the third inning after a two-out error put Bree Roloff at second. She scored on the RBI base hit for Molly Novak, and then Molly scored on the RBI base hit from Megan Bailey. Here we are, top five. Harley Gray, Andrea Frazier, Maddie Murphy, 5, 6, and 7 for the Bullets. And Bailey Nixon starts off Murphy, or excuse me, starts off Gray with a swinging strike. Gray, a strikeout victim back in the second. Part of 6 straight strikeouts to start the ball game for Nixon. Fouled straight back, nothing and two. One hit for the game for the Bullets. That was a leadoff bunt base hit back in the fourth. Roberts eventually was stranded at third. The 0-2 from Nixon to Gray outside, 1-2. When we started the ball game, it was 80 degrees and we had a south wind at 18 miles an hour. As we sit here in the top of the fifth, upstairs 2-2, it's still 80 degrees and the wind out of the south at 15. Miles an hour. It's just 80 feels real nice, don't it, Carl?
It does. A little chilly there last couple days.
The 2-2 inside, 3-2. So it was 0-2. The count's now run full to Harley Gray, senior third baseman for the Bullets. The 3-2 upstairs and a leadoff walk. First of the day. Issued by Bailey Nixon. Bullets had their leadoff batter aboard in the fourth, now again here in the fifth. That'll bring in Andrea Frazier. 0-for-1, a strikeout victim. Back in the second. See how Williamsville wants to play this with their sixth place hitter in the right-handed box. Squaring, bunting, missing. Now the throw behind the runner at first, back in safely with the dive is Gray. Nothing in one on Andrea Frazier. The left-handed throwing catcher, Bailey. That really is a real natural throw for the lefty down to first base. Upstairs, throws to first again, and Bumgardner had to dive into foul territory to save that one. One ball, one strike. You know, it's the same for a softball player as a baseball player. If you're left-handed, you can't throw one straight. That ball is bunted right back to Nixon, bobbled, but still gets the out at first. Good job by Bailey Nixon to stay with it. The sacrifice is good. And up to second goes Harley Gray. Yeah, the lefties can't throw one straight.
Not normally.
No.
That's why they make good pitchers. Awful. A lot of left-handed pitchers when you think about it.
Courtesy runner for Gray. That is Aubrey Boba.
Not too many left-handed quarterbacks either.
Don't see it. Maddie Murphy steps in. Maddie, she tried to bunt her way on base in the third, popped it up to the pitcher, Nixon. She bats with a runner out at second, only one out, top of the fifth inning, 2-0, Southwestern leading. Bunting again, and that's going to roll foul down the first base line.
That type of bunt? Trying to reach.
Yeah, that was not a sacrifice attempt there.
You can't blame him. Nixon struck out 9. The Williamsville batters.
The only hit Williamsville has is a bunt. The 0-1 to Murphy. Squares again, bunts it foul again, about the exact same spot, nothing in two. She's trying to push it down that first base line. Hasn't been able to keep it fair. See if Williamsville keeps the bunt on with two strikes. You wouldn't think so. But stranger things have happened. The 0-2. Bunting, and she's out. Three straight bunt attempts, all fouled on the first base line. That'll be strikeout number 10.
Yes, indeedy. Number 10 already in the books.
That's a big out there. Bailey Nixon says, thank you very much. In steps Riley Yard. She was a strikeout victim in the third inning. She bats with a runner at second and two out. A called strike. Of course, Carl, we saw that in the Gillespie Regional Championship game. Hillsborough get down a big bunt in the eighth inning with two strikes.
That was huge.
And they won it with a two-out bunt base hit, courtesy of Haley Major. There's another called strike, nothing and two. We'll see the toppers on this field tomorrow against Pleasant Plains. Broadcast time 7:30 tomorrow night here on FM 106. No balls, two strikes on Yard. Swing and a miss, struck her out. A leadoff walk, stranded at second as we go bottom five in the sectional semifinal at Litchfield. Southwestern leads Williamsville 2-0. Tim Mize called the bar back here at Litchfield. Bottom of the fifth inning, sectional semifinal. Southwestern leading Williamsville 2-0. As top of the order, Macy Wilderman at the plate takes ball one upstairs from Maddie Murphy.
She's let her defense do a lot of the work. She's walked three batters, struck out one, but it came at a big time for her with runner in scoring position.
That ball popped up. That'll get out of play over the right side. One ball, one strike. Wilderman 0-for-2 today, has flied to left and grounded out to the third baseman. Bree Roloff waits on deck. A powerful second place hitter for the Piasaw Birds. The 1-1, upstairs, 2-1. Top of the batting order for the Piasaw Birds, trying to get some insurance action here in the fifth. Already up 2-0. Over but low, 3-1. A 2-out walk in the first, a 2-out walk in the second, a 1-out walk in the fourth. Southwestern's had a base runner every inning. Called strike right there, 3-2. Rotherman appear to be taking all the way. Macy, the junior center fielder, hitting .357 on the regular year. Hits that right back through the circle into center field for a leadoff base hit here in the fifth.
That's the type of hit that doesn't get affected by the wind.
It almost clipped the second base bag on its way into center field. And that gets Mindy Ashbaugh out of the dugout. We have a pitching change. We will. So, Maddie Murphy out of the ballgame here after facing one batter in the fifth. The new hurler for Williamsville will be Lauren Sinks. And we'll come back to Litchfield in the sectional semifinal with Southwestern leading Williamsville 2-0 following these messages on WSMI. Lauren Sinks, the new Bullets pitcher. Maddie Murphy will move to first where Sinks came in from. So for Maddie Murphy, 4-plus innings. 3 hits, a couple of unearned runs. And Sink's first hitter is Bree Roloff inside 1-0. Roloff hit an absolute stinger on a line out to center field, caught by Mackenzie Reedy back in the first. Then she hit that mile-high pop-up right into the center of the circle until the wind pushed it towards home plate. That ended up being a two-base error on Maddie Murphy and led the 2 runs. There's a called strike from Sinks. 1-1 on Roloff. Monster year for the sophomore. Leadoff runner Wilderman takes her leadoff first as the pitch comes in. There's a called strike, 1-2 on Roloff. Wilderman singled. That knocked Murphy out of the ballgame. Hitting room into right center field for Bree Roloff. Holds those hands high from the right side. The 1-2. Change up in the dirt. 2-2.
And she throws the Bugs Bunny change up for the first time this game.
2-2. Sinks offering to Roloff. Upstairs, 3-2. Wilderman worked the count 3-2 before that base hit up the middle. Now Roloff has the full count. Chopped right up the line, fielded by the third baseman. Nice play by Gray to get Roloff on the putout. Wilderman up to second. But that was just right off the end of the bat, a swinging bunt.
Was indeed, and had no spin or anything. It just kind of was going straight down inside the fair territory. Gray, who's already made a couple good plays.
And Roloff comes up a little bit gimpy. I don't know if she twisted something on the run down the line, but she's slow to the dugout. Rolled the ankle, we're told. Could hear Amanda Mitchell hollering across the diamond to Peg Mitchell. Rolled the ankle. That's not good news for Southwestern. That'll bring in Molly Novak. Molly 1-for-1 today, a walk and an RBI single and a run scored.
Another RBI potential for her.
Takes a called strike inside corner. Wilderman really getting an aggressive lead out there at second base. When that pitch is coming in, she's getting halfway to third and forcing Williamsville to make a decision. Inside. Corner called strike 2. Quickly 0-2 on Molly Novak. Right now the concern for Southwestern is the ankle of Bree Roloff. Upstairs, had Novak spinning out of the way, 1-2. Lauren Sinks relieved Maddie Murphy after the leadoff base hit from Wilderman here in the bottom of the fifth. Southwestern leading 2-0. That ball hit hard, foul past third base, 1-2.
Not many hits in this ballgame, but Southwestern's come up with 2 big singles. bring in both these runs from second base.
Three hits for Southwestern, just one for Williamsville, and that was a bunt base hit.
That was a bunt base hit, yep.
Stay tuned for the 1A Dietrich baseball sectional semifinal next. Nokomis in North Clay here on WSMI. Change up inside, bounce in front of the plate, 2-2. It was 0-2, it's now 2-2. So Novak has worked herself back into the count. As Molly stands in from the right side. Bad resting against that shoulder. Now she raises the hands, the 2-2. Upstairs, 3-2. Novak's had some really good at-bats today. Probably consistently the best at-bats for Southwestern. Full count walk in the first. The RBI base hit in the third and a line drive over the shortstop's head. And she was down 0-2. It's now 3-2. Popped up left side. Harley Gray under it. Two hands and makes the catch. And Novak retired for the first time today. Two out of the inning. Watherman, who led the inning off with a single, now at second base with two outs as Megan Bailey strolls to the plate. She's 1-for-2 today with an RBI single. That came back in the third. Hitting from the left side. First ball swinging, lifts it into center field. Reedy on the move into the left center field gap, gloves it, and the side is retired. We have completed five innings here in the sectional semifinal. Southwestern leads Williamsville 2-0. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar, back here at Litchfield. We have completed five innings in the sectional semifinal. The Piasol Birds leading Williamsville 2-0. Both runs coming in the third inning after a two-out error extended the frame. Bailey Nixon back to work. Mackenzie Reedy in the top of the bullet batting order. Ball one to Mackenzie. She's 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to third. And Bree Roloff has been flexing that, appears to be left ankle around as they were warming up before this sixth inning. Twisted it on her run down the first baseline in the last half inning. Reedy chased a high one there. One ball, one strike. Wind continues to whip around here. Upstairs, 2-1.
Yeah, a little gusty right now again. Did seem like it had been calming down a little bit.
It's blowing the ponytails all around right now on Southwestern's players. That's popped up on the infield. Baumgartner towards the line and makes the catch.
Little easier play for the first baseman. She had a better view than the pitcher did earlier for Williamsville.
Yeah, Baumgartner started a few feet in fair territory and wound up right on the first base line, about halfway between home and first. One out in the sixth inning for Williamsville. In steps Maddie Roberts, 1-for-2 today. Her hit, the only bullet hit. It was a bunt base hit to start the fourth. She eventually was stranded at third base. She asks for time as she hits from the left-handed box, and look at the difference in the left-handed box and the right-handed box.
So I guess both teams have one left-hander.
Yeah, one on each side. The left-handed box looks wonderful. The right-handed box is...
It is drying out a little bit.
Been dug into.
It almost looked like it was mud, but I think it is drying out at least.
Now this wind is definitely helping that cause. That ball sliced left field line, and it gets foul just barely. That would have been extra bases for Maddie Roberts. Instead, just a long strike, 1-1. But you're right, though, Carl. The field has definitely dried since the game started with this consistent wind. One ball, one strike on the bullet leadoff batter, Maddie Roberts, just a freshman. That ball lifted into left center field, and the left fielder, Bailey Sorge, over a few steps to her left, and makes the catch. First ball put into the outfield today by Williamsville.
Get a little more contact. Probably, yeah, the best hit ball by Williamsville's team by far.
Two out of the inning, and in steps Addison Woods, and all of a sudden Southwestern four outs away from a trip to the sectional championship. There's a called strike. And remember, the sectional championship in the four-class system is the Sweet 16. Addison Woods, 0-for-2 today, takes ball one inside, one ball, one strike.
So we'll have a final 16 game here, potentially.
Two nothing Birds lead. The 1-1 foul tipped off of the catcher, Megan Bailey, 1-2. And Bailey Nixon a strike away from completing six fantastic innings. Just one hit, that was a bunt base hit. She's only walked one and fanned 12.
11. 12's the next one she's going to fan.
Oh, I got you. Carl's just ready. That changeup slipped out of her hand and almost rolled up to the plate, 2-2.
Only if they'll swing at that pitch. The rolling changeup.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck her out, and there's number 12. Bailey Nixon is through six innings, and as we go bottom six, Southwestern leads Williamsville 2-0. Bottom of the sixth inning, Southwestern leading Williamsville 2-0. The Birds have three base hits on the day. One error, five left. Williamsville, no runs, just one hit, and they have left two. They've also committed an error. And the Williamsville error was costly.
It was indeed. It was all of it when you think about it.
It was a two-out error that eventually led to two runs. First ball swinging and fouling it out of play is Boolean. There was two outs in the third. Bree Roloff hit a mile-high pop-up right into the center of the circle, so we thought. Maddie Murphy was settled under it. Then the wind took over, and she was in a dead sprint towards home plate. Ball bounced off her wrist to the fence on the third base line. Roloff round up at second. Molly Novak followed with an RBI base hit. And then Megan Bailey with an RBI base hit as Brilliant puts it on the ground to short, and Roberts up over for the out. Brilliant now 0 for 3 on the day. That'll bring in Bailey Nixon. She's 0 out of 2. We're talking with Peg Mitchell before the ballgame, and she was just commenting about the postseason. The team that makes the fewest mistakes usually wins. That's hit on the ground to short, and Roberts can't glove it cleanly. No play.
Roberts has made some good plays. Did not feel that when she looked up before she fielded the ball.
That never ends well. Second error of the day on Williamsville, but Coach Mitchell's point is looking very accurate.
Absolutely. Because if we break it down, without the two-base error, the single doesn't score the run, and then get to go to second because they're throwing home. That happens back-to-back, which allows for both runs.
Yeah, it's 0-0 most likely in the sixth. Instead, it's 2-0 Southwestern looking for more. Hannah Nixon, a pair of walks today. First ball swinging on the ground. They'll try Roberts again. Second out, and that's all they'll get. So nice job by Maddie Roberts to get the force at second base. And that'll put Nixon at first base with two outs and bring Cindy Baumgartner to the plate. Southwestern three defensive outs away from the Sweet 16 in a year when they've been beaten only twice. Oh, train number two rolling by.
Slowly today.
I didn't even see that one.
It's sneaking.
It's not on the tracks right by the ball field.
It's the second tracks, yes.
Baumgartner 0 out of 2. Inside, ball 1. 2-0, Southwestern leading. We'll have the Hillsboro Pleasant Plains broadcast tomorrow night, 7:30 here on FM 106. The winner of this game faces the winner of that game Saturday for the sectional championship. 2-0, and hopefully the weather cooperates tomorrow and Saturday. It's dicey right now.
Well, of course, it might be a just pop-up storm that doesn't hit too hard. That would be a major factor.
That's wishful thinking, Carl.
Nothing can hold much rain now.
Strike called inside corner. The runner off to second in safely is Hannah Nixon. Big stolen base with two outs. The pitch was a called strike, so it's 2-1. Now a base hit could mean another run.
And with a two-run lead, Southwestern can take that risk, steal that base, get in scoring position, try and tack on another.
They would love that third run. The way Bailey Nixon's going, she might not need it, but she would take it. Inside and high, 3-1. Ashley Watts waiting on deck, the ninth place hitter. Lauren Sinks relieved Maddie Murphy back in the fifth. She has one on, two out here in the sixth. popped up. That will get out of play over the first base dugout. That's where Southwestern is stationed today. We've got the Nokomis North Clay baseball game coming up from the 1A Dietrich sectional next here on FM 106. Hope you enjoyed the Carlinville Pleasant Plains broadcast earlier today. That ball hit too short. Tough play for Roberts in the hole, and she keeps it on the infield, but no play there. I'm giving that one a base hit.
Yeah, I think that's an infield hit. I mean, she doesn't field it cleanly, but she's trying to backhand it to make a play. Otherwise, she probably could field it, but wouldn't have no play anyway.
She had to move 2 to 3 steps to her right, was in the deep hole. Even if she fields that cleanly, I don't know that she throws out Baumgartner.
Does have a good arm, but her goal was to try and backhand it almost.
She did keep the run from scoring, though, by keeping it on the infield. So now a meeting of the bullet infielders as Riley Yard heads out to the mound from behind the plate. First and third, two out in the inning. Ashley Watts, the ninth place hitter, 0-for-2 today. Tried to bunt her way on in the third, popped out to the pitcher, and then struck out looking back in the fourth. She will head down to third base to have a conversation with head coach Paige Mitchell. Big insurance run out there at third base in the form of Hannah Nixon. Hannah's been on base all three times today. Couple of walks and reaching the fielder's choice. Sinks versus Watts. First ball swinging, lifted in the air. Well, we've got a dead ball, and they're going to say that the runner at first, Baumgartner, left too soon. So the side is retired. Baumgartner, the third out of the inning after leaving first base before the pitch was thrown. We've completed 6 innings here in the sectional semifinal. Southwestern 3 outs away from the Sweet 16. The Birds lead Williamsville 2-0. Tim Eyes called the bar back here at Litchfield. Top of the 7th inning, Southwestern leads Williamsville 2-0, 3 outs away from a date in the sectional championship on Saturday. And it's the heart of the order. Lauren Sinks, Miranda File, Harley Gray, 3, 4, and 5 for the Bullets. They need base runners and 2 runs to extend this ball game. They have just 1 hit through the first 6 innings, and that was a bunt base hit. Only had 2 base runners. First offering called strike to Sinks. Lauren on the day 0-for-2, a pair of strikeouts, both looking. We got a pinch hitter at the plate right now. That's upstairs. That's Maddie Sloman.
Bailey Nixon, 12 strikeouts, only the 1 walk, and the 1 bunt hit allowed.
1 ball, 1 strike on Sloman. She swings through that offering, and she's down on the count. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Hitting from the right side, Sloman. Pinch hitting here in the 7th. The 1-2 upstairs. Maddie laid off that. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bullets need base runners. They don't care how they get them. They're down 2-0. 3 outs away from elimination. Bailey Nixon's 2-2. Strike 3 called. The Birds now 2 outs away from the Sweet 16. Strikeout number 13. That'll bring in Miranda File. She's 0-for-2 today with a pair of strikeouts. Only 1 ball hit into the outfield today for Williamsville. That ball is plugged into the right center field gap. That will get to the fence. File around first, and she will stop right there, trailing by 2 runs. Wise decision. A 1 out base hit. Hardest hit ball of the day for Williamsville. And in a 1 run game, Carl, she might try for second.
True.
In the 2 run game, no need to.
Going to have to get most likely another runner on. You don't expect a home run in this game.
Harley Gray will be the batter. We're going to get a courtesy runner for File over at first base. And I believe it's going to be Josie Dame. So that's what the Bullets needed. Got to start somewhere. Base hit for File. And Harley Gray will step in. She's 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk.
And it's never easy.
No, it can't be. Wouldn't be any fun if it was easy, Carl.
Doesn't matter if it's softball, baseball, high school, or it's the 7th inning, or it's major league, the 9th inning. It just never seems easy.
Wind continues to blow in, gusting. Just the second hit of the day for Southwestern. Bailey Nixon in the circle. One out in the seventh. Two-run lead. In the dirt, ball one. Andrea Frazier waiting on deck. The 1-0 offering. Swing and a miss. Good pitch inside. Tied up, Gray. One ball, one strike. Two nothing, Southwestern leading. Bunting missing, 1-2. That was a high offering, and Harley Gray didn't appear to be too committed to that bunt attempt.
Kind of in-betweener, almost a bunt, stab bunt attempt.
1-2. One out in the seventh. Swing and a miss, struck her out, and Southwestern now one out away from a date in the sectional championship. And Andrea Frazier, the last hope for Williamsville. The tying run is in the batter's box. 2-0 Southwestern. Bailey Nixon, now time called for and asked by Frazier at the plate. She's going to have a talk with Mindy Ashball over at third base. Quick conversation. Frazier today struck out in the second and laid down a sacrifice bunt back in the fifth. Open stance in the right-handed box. The runner is going. Will this end the game? The throw is a timeout! And that's how Southwestern moves into the Sweet 16. Megan Bailey a caught stealing as they gun down the courtesy runner at second base, and the Birds win it 2-0. Sensational from the Piasol Birds here today. They move to 23-2 on the year, and they will play for the sectional championship on Saturday. It's a broadcast we'll have on FM 106. They will either play Hillsboro in a rematch of the conference championship game or get another Sangamo foe in the Pleasant Plains Cardinals. What a ball game. 2-0, Southwestern wins it. Back to wrap it following these messages. Southwestern wins it 2-0. They advance into the Sweet 16. Two runs, four hits, one error, six left for the Birds. For Williamsville, no runs, two hits, two errors, and they left two aboard. And Carl, the game ends with a caught stealing.
Very tough. When down by two runs, that base means very little, but Williamsville went for the steal on, with a pitch runner and did not make it. As a great defensive play by Megan Bailey.
She had two great defensive plays today. Remember, back in the fourth, Addison Woods was trying to bunt. She bunted it up the first baseline foul, right, and Megan Bailey, a headlong dive, made the catch there, and then she ends it on a caught stealing.
Yeah, you got to say the two good plays kill her error. That she.
Yeah, yes, that cancels that right out. Bailey Nixon, sensational today.
What a game by Bailey. I mean, 14 Ks, one walk, and really, except for the line drive double, or single, it ended up being a single, but did go to the wall. That was the only extremely hard hit ball. Then there was a fly ball. That's about it when you think about it, in the bunt single.
Yeah, one ball to the outfield. That was a fly out to the left fielder back in the sixth. But yeah, bunt base hit, then the one out hit in the seventh, which was, of course, was erased on the caught stealing to end the ball game. The two runs for Southwestern came in the third inning. There was two outs, nobody on. Bree Roloff hit a mile-high pop-up right into the center of the circle. The wind took over. Maddie Murphy called it early, thought she had it, and next thing you know, she's running towards home plate, bounces off of her wrist. Roloff winds up at second base. Molly Novak delivered with a line drive over the shortstop for the first run of the game, and then Megan Bailey followed up with a clean base hit. So those were the two runs, RBI hits from Novak and Bailey after the two-out error.
Two clutch singles, both with two outs. That was the difference in the game. Both runs score on that one big pop-up error, as it turns out, because it sets them all up.
So Southwestern's magical season continues. They are now 23-2 on the year into the sectional championship on Saturday, a broadcast we will carry here on FM 106. Want to thank Jessica Ball and all the wonderful people here at Litchfield for getting this diamond ready to play after nearly 2 inches of rain last night. Tip of the cap to them for doing a great job getting the field ready and hosting a wonderful sectional tournament here at Litchfield. Of course, thanks to our softball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please get out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. And there you go, Carl. Train number three right on cue here at Litchfield. 2-0, Southwestern beats Williamsville here today at Litchfield. And, of course, stay tuned. Coming up next, we will have sectional baseball from the 1A Dietrich sectional with Nokomis in North Clay. That broadcast comes up next here on WSMI FM 106. Thanks to Tom Williams. He produced tonight's action here on FM 106. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. Southwestern headed to the Sweet 16 here in 2019. We say goodnight from Litchfield.